To talk about St. Mary's annual summer festival. It's coming up this Friday and Saturday. It's a rain or shine event. It happens every year here in Tomahawk. And as usual, Lynn and Gary are here to tell us all about St. Mary's Summer Festival again this year. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yes, always good to see you because this is one of Tomahawk's favorite events.
I hope so.
Yes, I think so it is. I really think it is. I remember the first time that I went to St. Mary's Festival. It was July of 2011.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And it's been a while now, yes. Hasn't it? The thing that hit me right off the bat is I've never been a real cake guy, but I'm a pie man. And when I first saw the pie garden sign, I'm thinking, okay, now I'm in the right town. I know I finally come home. There's a pie garden here at the church in Tomahawk. We only see it a couple days a year, but boy, what a thing it is. And so it's just one of the fun parts of St. Mary's. I love talking about the pie garden.
And all those pies are homemade.
Yes, and that's the other thing. Yeah, nothing you coming out of that. A five-gallon pail there. Yeah, all homemade pies in there and just any kind of pie you can possibly think of.
You got that right.
Yeah, so it's one of the best parts of, I think, just going for the pie is really good. Now, Gary, I'm going to talk to you first here because I think now the last couple of years in a row now that I've been there on a Friday night, if you don't get there like right away, chances are you may not get what you want to eat because Outboards has a fantastic fish fry and that grilled shrimp, and they serve it until it runs out. In the last 2 years,
it ran out early.
It ran out early, so you better get there if you want some seafood on Friday at St. Mary.
And that fish and shrimp are done on the spot. They're done right at the festival grounds.
They do a great job. And the most disappointing thing I got there, Billy was by himself back there, and it's like, have you got any of that shrimp left? No. Just a flat out no more shrimp.
So we ran out of that real quick last year.
Word to the wise, if you want the fish and shrimp, you better get there early on Friday. That'll be starting to serve at 4 o'clock. Lynn, how long you been associated with the St. Mary's Summer Festival? I think you've been coming in here for 15 years to see me too.
I'd say at least that, right?
Yeah.
Long time.
So why do you keep doing this, Lynn? Why is it that you keep wanting to be part of St. Mary's Summer Festival? You're part of almost everything at St. Mary's, it seems like. Something's going on at St. Mary's.
Why do you do this?
Lynn's
going
to be here to talk to us.
Well, I think it's my favorite event of the summer too. I really get a big kick out of it, and it's a really fun team to work with. The committee for everybody raises their hand, everybody chips in. Another thing that I really enjoy about the festival is, you know, Tomahawk is an amazing community for its people.
Yeah.
But also for its generosity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't believe it. I'm always amazed at the people, you know, donate their precious time. They, you know, make salads. They bring prizes. They donate money. I mean, just to witness that. And then the community comes together. And not only are they coming, they're probably serving the potato salad. So, you know, I just think it's a fun and interesting thing to watch.
Yeah, salad smorgasbord, that's something that happens on Saturday, right? Not on Friday, just
that's
on Saturday.
Yep.
And so I think it, Gary, correct me if I'm wrong here, whether it's the homemade pies or the homemade salads, I think it's a little bit of a competition between the people that are supplying that stuff.
Well, you know, I do love salads.
Yeah.
And these are all homemade. They're everybody's favorite. I peek out on that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No,
it only happens once a year. But again, I think the people that prepare this stuff, I think they take a lot of pride in what they're preparing, what they're bringing to this festival. They know so many people are going to be having it. They're going to be talking about it all weekend and probably into the next work week. So I think there's a little bit of a competitive spirit between the people that are making these things.
There is. And like I said before, these people make their favorite, their best salads ever.
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong.
You know what? It's kind of like going to Grandma's or Auntie M's for Christmas time. They're the best stuff. You only get it once a year, and you look forward to that. Same thing with this.
Correct.
Except there's just a lot more of it.
There's a whole lot more of it. A
whole bunch more of it. Each year, there's some of the same things that go on every year for tradition's sake. But this year, there's something new, and so I want to talk about that. So just Friday, it all starts at 4 o'clock, goes till 10 o'clock. One of the new things that are going to happen is, I don't know, what is this? It's a contest. It's called Where's the Beef? And Lynn, it says here, it's your version of Let's Make a Deal. What the heck is this all about?
Well, do you remember back when Clara lifted up the sandwich and where's the beef? Oh, you're too young.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember. Oh, that Clara. Yeah, Wendy's.
Wendy's,
yeah,
that's
yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
Well, this is going to be like that. There's going to be several rounds. We're going to have like six coolers. And you can buy as many tickets as you want for only $1 each. So, and then from the tickets, six contestants will be selected to play sort of a let's make a deal only with meat.
Okay.
So the coolers have got meat in it. I guarantee you that. It's okay. Just the quality of the meat varies, and so you play the game maybe cooler
from filet mignon to roadkill.
Well, maybe not roadkill, but it'll be steaks.
Close to it at times.
Okay. Steaks and roast, and oh, I don't know, is Spam considered meat?
Absolutely.
I think so. You know,
mystery meat, but meat.
one of the acronyms is shoulder, pork, and meat. So, you know, if you might get, you know, something like that, you might get a filet mignon, and you play the game, and there's other prizes to win too. So
sounds like fun. So what's the format going to be? How's that game going to work?
Okay, so for 15 minutes, we sell tickets for $1.
Okay,
and you can buy as many as you want, and then we draw a name, and that person comes up and is a contestant in Let's Make a Deal, Where's the Meat? And then they'll pick a cooler from A to F, and then they can either keep that cooler or bargain.
Now I get it. Yes, because I'm old enough to remember Monty Hall on Let's Make a Deal, too. So now I get it. Okay, so so not everybody that buys tickets will necessarily get picked.
That's correct. There'll only be six contestants. Right?
But what this is really all about with this game and with all the rest of the stuff, it's about raising money for everything that happens at St. Mary's all year long, right?
And it's super fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even though you might not have been a contestant, you get a big kick out of, well, what's in there?
Yeah, especially when the people get the zonk prizes.
Yeah, there's zonks.
Yeah, that's got to be very entertaining.
I can't tell you what they are, though. That's a secret.
That's good. Let's keep that a secret. So let's make it, I'm sorry, Where's the Beef will be played both nights, right?
Both nights, yeah.
Okay, is there going to be a time for that so that people want to time things around what they're doing?
Well, actually, we're going to have a banner, and then we're going to put the time that it happens right on the banner, the next one.
Okay.
You know, so they can see right on.
So this will be repeated all.
It's going to be repeated. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do, you know, five or so of them. And then, because when that time hits, you got 15 minutes to buy a ticket. So it's kind of a fun thing.
Where's the beef coming from? Who's helping you out with supplying this stuff?
Well, that's a secret, too.
That's a secret, too.
That's a secret.
I'm not going to give away any secrets. I don't want to do that. So be there for Where's the Beef for sure. It's pretty much going to be going on the whole time the picnic's going on.
Right.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Gary, what are some of the things that money is used for when you have St. Mary's Summer Festival with all these raffles? Where does all that money go?
Well, the money is spread across a lot of different people in areas. Youth and adult formation groups, we support that. We support Bible studies. We support the community soup kitchen, which is very heavily attended.
Yeah, I bet.
People enjoy that.
Yep.
You don't have to be poor or anything like that. It's just a camaraderie of people coming together.
Understood.
It supports the Catholic school, St. Mary's, keeping the tuition low so we can allow all families to come to school, not just
the
select
ones who
few.
Can afford it, right.
And it also helps in paying our teachers at St. Mary's a competitive wage so that we can keep good teachers, which I think we have.
This is a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I mean, not only for the community, but for St. Mary's, this is a big deal.
This is our one and only biggest fundraiser we have for the year.
Okay. And so that's why so many people come, because they want to make sure everything is supported at St. Mary's. Plus, it's a good time.
It's a riot. It really is.
Yeah, part of the good time is the raffles you can get into.
Yeah,
a lot of the festival centers around those, so you can get into a cash raffle. You know, it's $10 for a ticket or $3 for $25. And over the last 3 years, our payouts have averaged around $9,000 each
year.
Wow. Yeah, so first place is 25% of the ticket sales, second place 15%, and third place 10%. So, you know, as many tickets as we sell, the more tickets we sell, the bigger the prizes.
Understood. And so, boy, it's amazing that those pots get that big, that's for sure.
Yeah, then another popular one is the baskets.
The family baskets inside the Corpus Christi Center. Boy, it's like baskets as far as you can see in there.
Yeah, well, you were saying, you know, that people compete. Well, this is more like, what does my family cherish? You know, do I grow vegetables? Maybe I have a vegetable basket. You know, we're really into sports. So, you know, they make these baskets as families.
Okay.
Which is kind of a fun thing, but...
And these are St. Mary's families.
These are St. Mary's and community families,
okay,
too.
Okay.
But, you know, you said today that it's National Hammock Week.
Yes, it is.
Well, guess what? We have one of those.
You really have a hammock?
We have a foldable hammock with a cute little top on it, and we have self-watering planters and luggage, and, there's this putting green, which is fun enough, but no, it comes with an Inshallah gift certificate,
too. Oh, nice.
So that's really cool. And, you know, hand vacuums, a cordless 6-inch pruning chainsaw thing, power washers, air fryer. It's about pets and kids and crafts, and there's even alcohol, like wine and alcohol baskets. It's just a lot of fun. But they anticipate 80 to 85 baskets to come into this thing.
Wow, it's amazing. When you see them all, then you have to make the difficult decision of which baskets you put your tickets in.
It's true.
There's usually packer stuff there. There's usually fishing stuff and hunting stuff there. I mean, you name it, and there's probably something that's going to be in one of those baskets that you're going to like.
Right. You buy your tickets, and you're like, oh, I don't know which one.
Yeah.
You know, do I put a lot in this one because I really want that, or do I spread them out?
So with that many baskets, I'm sure you wouldn't turn any more away if somebody says, hey, this is something I'd like to get involved with as well and help these folks out, and we can probably put something together. Is it still okay to do that?
I'm not sure. I think what you need to do is call the office and find out, you know, if that's still a good, or there's probably other ways, you know, like sometimes they'll take donations and then they'll put it towards a basket and put it together. You know, they do that too. So
bottom line is if you want to help, somebody at St. Mary will figure out a way to make it happen.
Yep. Yes. Call the office. They'll know, how you can contribute.
The Big 8 raffle is back again, too, I see.
Yeah, yes. That's fun, too.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. People can't stick around maybe the whole time, but you don't have to be present to win.
No.
I think there's only been one year where I got a call from somebody, Jeff, you won something at St. Mary's Festival, and I couldn't remember which thing I won, but it was just nice to be a winner.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're one above me.
Doesn't happen very often, but yeah, it's nice to be a winner. So again, Friday from 4 until 10, let's go down the DJ Mike Allen's going to have some karaoke starting right from the start, and I'll bet karaoke gets better the later night gets. Gary, you're usually over by the bar. Well, you probably have seen some fun things happening over there.
Yeah, well, I don't want to mention those on the air, but yes, there is some entertainment there. The later it gets, the better the entertainment gets.
There you go. The fish fry and the shrimp grill starts at 4 o'clock, and when it's gone, it's gone. So there's usually a line there right away at 4
there
o'clock.
There is a line at 4 o'clock. Yeah. And like I said, last year we ran out of shrimp at 4:30.
Yeah.
We ordered more this year, so hopefully we'll make it until 5.
Yeah, we doubled the order this year because it was very popular.
Yes. Well, good, but it still wouldn't hurt to line up. Right. Get there as close to 4 as possible. Of course, the pie garden's going to be there. But the kids are going to be fed, too. There's going to be hot dogs and stuff for the kids, too, right?
Correct.
Good deal.
And there's also, you know, other things for the kids. There's like a scavenger hunt and a blow-up inflatable course, and there's crafts. So there's lots of things for kids to do.
The playground's right there, too, for the little kids. And so if mom and dad just want to sit around and talk with other moms and dads and stuff, the kids can go over to the playground. Everything is fenced in. Everybody's safe. It's a great atmosphere.
Yes, it is.
And that, you know, and if that isn't fun enough, because surely it is, there's the candy walk.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. The spirit and the candy walk. Let's start with that candy walk. What is that?
Well, have you ever seen the cakewalk at these festival things? Well, women actually made cakes.
I've never seen that.
No.
No.
Well, they used to take away one chair. You know, we don't do that anymore. Everybody gets a chair.
Okay.
So the chairs are in a circle, and you walk around, and when the music stops, you sit on a chair.
Okay.
All different numbers.
Okay.
Then we pull a number from a bingo thing, and then read off the number, and that child is going to get candy.
Oh,
and
nice.
I don't mean two candy bars. I mean as many as their little
hands
fist
could hold.
Can go around.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, bowling certificates in there and a little light toy. So, you know, the kids really like that.
And the grown-ups really like the spirit walk. kind of the same format, but different prizes.
Yes,
same
it is.
Yeah, different prizes. The prizes are, of course, you know.
Spirits.
Spirits, yes. And they like to do that, too, and it's very popular. And you walk around, and you might win a bottle of booze.
So what time will where's the beef start? Right away at 4 o'clock, or is that going to come in a little bit later
on? It's going to come in throughout the day, and the spirit walk and the candy walk the same.
Okay.
So we're going to be filling in all day long, the spirit walk, candy walk, and where's the meat is going to be happening.
So chances are, if you come there at any point, if you hang around for a little while, all this stuff will happen eventually. If it just happened, another round is coming right up.
Yeah, correct. There's more stuff, too. There's a cornhole tournament. This is really popular.
We haven't even got to Saturday yet. So, so that you want to wrap up Friday.
All right.
Again, get there starting at 4 o'clock, as close as you can to 4 o'clock if you want to be fed well on Friday night. Then on Saturday, DJ Mike's going to be there all day long. And what's coming up for the cornhole tournament? Is there still openings for the cornhole tournament?
There's still openings. Sign up on the cornhole is between 3 and 4 o'clock on Saturday. Two-person teams. It's only a $10 entry fee. I mean, where can you go wrong for that kind of... And first prize is $200, and you get a trophy on top of that.
Okay. Is there going to be any background checks for some of these cornhole ringers that I've seen out there that can swish it right through the hole almost every time?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. So anybody's, ringers?
Anybody?
Okay.
Matter of fact, last year my two grandsons entered.
Yeah? How'd they do?
First prize.
Oh, nice. Nice. Grandpa was a proud man that day.
You got that right.
So $10 entry fee for two-person teams, registration between 3 and 4 on Saturday, and then the tournament, I would assume, start right after 4 o'clock.
Correct.
Okay, got it. So it's fun to watch, too, if you don't want to participate. And then, again, Where's the Beef is going to be going on all day. 4 o'clock, let's talk about the menu for Saturday evening. 4 o'clock is when the serving starts. There are two things that I know that St. Mary's is famous for. One of those is Polish sausage and sauerkraut. First time I went to a farmer's breakfast, I think it was called the farmer's breakfast back then.
Mm-hmm.
First time they had that Polish sausage and kielbasa out there. When I walked into the Corpus Christi Center that day, I'll never forget it. It smelled like walking into Grandma's house. Grandma was good at the smoked sausage and the kielbasa and the sauerkraut. The thing about it is this was way better than Grandma's. I never had it that good. And through a little bit of research, I found out who was making that stuff, and I got the secret. So now I can make it at home. But I'll tell you
what. You got the secret sauce?
I got the secret for the Polish sauces and kraut from St. Mary. It is the best you will ever have, period.
It is.
I haven't even had one of the steak sandwiches, because if I'm going to be there, I'm going to be having sausage and kraut. But steak sandwiches are becoming pretty famous and popular, too.
Yeah, and just so you know, the steak sandwiches are grilled on the spot at St. Mary's. They're fresh.
Yep, and that makes a difference, too. And salad smorgasbord, too. Any idea how many salads will be out there?
I really don't. What did we do last year, 25, 30?
Yeah, upwards there, yeah.
Okay, so 20. We're talking probably lettuce salads, vegetable salads, macaroni salads.
You name it.
Okay. There's probably salads there that you've probably never tried before and that only show up at St. Mary's Festival.
And it's a great time to try them.
Yeah.
Yeah, old family recipes, people will pick the favorite salad that their family eats and bring that, so a whole variety.
I'm just curious, you two been in Tomahawk longer than I have. Is this somewhere you see old faces from way back when? All of a sudden, there they are at St. Mary's Summer Festival. How about you, Gary?
I see a lot of old faces, a lot of people I've known for years. Which is really great. That's the best part of this festival, as far as I'm concerned, is meeting people and meeting people you know and knew.
Yeah, new people, too, especially. How about you, Lynn?
Same. And that's the case. People will hear about it on the radio, or we also, have people that live out of town and say, I go to this every year. This is on my calendar. I go to this every year. And so we have returning faces as well that people you don't see very often, along with, your friends from the community, the fellow church members are all there. They're all working, selling tickets, doing, trying to help out. So
I think that's a wonderful thing about St. Mary. Everybody is welcome no matter what.
Correct. The whole town is welcome on this, and even people out of town are welcome.
Sure, absolutely.
And you don't have to be Catholic or go to St. Mary's. Just come and enjoy yourselves.
But the one requirement is bring lots of cash in your pocket.
Well, because you're going to want to get in those baskets.
Let's face it, you're going to want to have some fun. And this is a fundraiser for St. Mary. You do so many good things for everybody in this community, whether they go to church there, whether they go to school there or not. St. Mary does a lot of good things for a lot of people here in this community, so it's good for everybody to support it.
Well, thank you for that, and it's a lot of fun to work on this. But, one of the things that we might want to talk about is when you have that that money in your pockets, you might want to spend it on some of these big eight things.
Yeah, exactly.
They're really huge this year.
See, I thought it was going to be a surprise, so I didn't ask.
Oh, no. Some things that are a surprise, but the big eight. No, this is
what's on the big eight raffle.
Well, we're going to give away $1,000 cash.
Awesome.
Yep, and also $50 to the Taste of Tomahawk.
$500.
Oh, $500. That's right. So that's like gift certificates all over town.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a dozen of them or 10 of them, something
and
like
they
that.
Are good. Some of my friends have won that, and we've gone with them. You can't beat it. I mean, it's just great.
Huh.
And that was donated anonymously. So, again, this the generosity of this community. Then there's also, we're going to have an electric bike that was donated by Nimsgern Funeral and Commission. There's going to be another one called Where's the Beef? But what it is it's a lot of meat.
Okay.
You know, and it's donated by Sunset Acres, the Bandeck Meats, and Heck Capital Advisors. And we've got the meats, another big meat basket. And it's like, we're talking $250 worth of meat here. I mean, they're really generous, enormous prizes. By Geist Meats, Generations Funeral and Triggs. Then we have a backpack blower package donated by the Home and School. We have
those things are great. Yeah. I have one myself. They're good for fall cleanup and spring cleanup. You can't beat them.
Yep.
Then we have $500 for the Taste of Tomahawk Supper Clubs. So they're gift certificates from the supper clubs in the area, which is a lot of fun. And then a $500 Quick Trip gift card, which with today's gas prices will really come in handy.
Yeah, like two Phillips. Hey, but it's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
That's yep. Right. And then there's a custom concrete high table with two chairs. Both the Quick Trip gift certificate and the high table were donated by the Ellen Becker families, Angie Dean and Jay.
So many raffle opportunities, so many eating opportunities, and just one opportunity for fun right after the other all weekend long. Friday and Saturday at St. Mary's Summer Festival, rain or shine, right here in Tomahawk at St. Mary. Gets going at 4 o'clock on Friday until 10 o'clock Friday night, 3 till 10 on Saturday. Thank you, too, for all the work that you do, and tell thank you to everybody else on the committee that helps make this thing happen, because I know it's one of the best parts about being in Tomahawk in the summertime is powwow days and St. Mary's Fest.
Yep.
Right there, and not necessarily in that order, depending on what you're thinking, but anyway, it's here. It's back once again. How many years is this all together? Do you know how many?
I believe it's 31.
31.
31 annual.
31. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Well, be a part of it. If you've never been a part of it, be a part of number 31 here Friday and Saturday at St. Mary's right here in Tomahawk. And Lynn and Gary, thank you very much for being here. And I'm sure we'll see both of you at the festival this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for having. Thank you for everyone who's going to come. Come out and have a beer. Have a good time.
See you at St. Mary's on Friday and Saturday.